Hello, this is your host, Jeanette Healy, and you are listening to Conquering History, where we will talk about people who made their point with a spear. In this episode, we will talk about Peter the Great. Peter the Great was a czar who made huge strides in advancements of Russia. We will discuss his early years, his reforms, and finally his legacy. Let's start with Peter the Great's early years. In this segment, we will discuss Peter's childhood and the earliest years of his reign. On the 9th of June, 1672, Prince Peter I of Russia was born in Moscow. Peter's early years consisted of tutors and nannies who educated him. Then, on the 29th of January, 1676, Peter's father, Tsar Alexis, died unexpectedly. This left the crown to Peter's older half-brother, Frieder III. Unfortunately, Frieder was weak and sickly. Thus, the realm was ruled by advisors all the way up to Frieder's early death in 1682. Peter's other older half-brother was next in line for the throne. However, he was terminally ill. So the Duma, or a council of nobles, chose the 10-year-old Peter as the next czar, with his mother as regent. Peter's half-sister Sophia led a rebellion of the military against this, leading to the violent murder of some of Peter's family right in front of his eyes. So the decision was made for Peter and Ivan to joint rule. This went on for some time, with Sophia influencing Peter and practically running the country for him. By age 17, Peter had become frustrated about his half-sister's influence, so Peter overthrew Sophia from power and forced her to become a nun. From that point until her death in 1694, Peter's mother exercised most of the power. At age 22, Peter was finally able to wield the full power of a czar. Peter still co-ruled with Ivan, but Ivan was unable to hold any power. Ivan eventually died in 1696. At the age of 24, Peter became the sole ruler of Russia. This day marked the beginning of the age of Peter the Great. Alright, now we are going to talk about Peter's reforms. In this segment, we will discuss some of the major reforms Peter the Great made that greatly changed Russia. Peter's main goal throughout his reign was the modernization of Russia. He recognized that Russia was greatly behind Western nations in trade, industry, and agriculture. One of the first reforms Peter made was introducing Western styles of clothing into his court. Peter forced courtiers, state officials, and the military to shave their long beards and to wear modern Western clothing. One of the ways he made sure this reform was honored was to implement a tax on long beards and traditional Russian clothing, or robes. Another reform Peter made in an attempt at modernization was to marry his relatives to European royals. These marriages would facilitate political unions among the two nations. One such marriage was between Friedrich William, Duke of Courland, and Peter's niece, Anna Ivanovna. The wedding was used to launch the new capital, St. Petersburg. Peter had decided that in line with his plans for modernizing Russia, the country needed a more accessible and profitable capital. St. Petersburg is a port city that has many advantageous qualities standard for a majestic yet modern capital. Finally, Peter wanted to make Russia one of the greatest naval powers in the world. Peter loved ships, and he felt that a powerful navy is a must for a powerful nation. So, to those ends, Peter needed ports and naval bases. Unfortunately, Russia lacked an abundance of such luxuries. In order to gain control of the Baltic Sea, Russia would have to capture the Ottoman fortress of Azova. After a failed attempt at capturing Azova, in the summer of 1695, Peter returned to Moscow with unrelenting determination. Peter set to work building his large navy. Then in July 1669, Peter attacked Azova with about 30 ships and was victorious. This was a huge win for Peter. On the 12th of September, 1698, Peter was finally able to found the first Russian Navy base in Tanrog. Alright, now we are going to talk about Peter the Great's legacy. In this segment, we will talk about the legacy that Peter the Great had on his people, Russia, and the world. So, as we talked about in the last segment, Peter the Great made huge reforms and changes in Russian government. As you can imagine, this led to much upheaval in political realms. Peter survived several rebellions against his reign, and he brutally suppressed these rebellions to complete his reforms. As much as many people in Russia did not like his reforms, he created change for the better. Peter's reforms created political alliances, new and advantageous territory, and a top-notch navy at the ready. Peter's trips to Europe shaped the way he modernized Russia. He not only brought back clothing styles, war techniques, and political tips, but he also brought back culture, science, art, engineering, and manners. Things that would help Russia advance in the cultural world as well as the political one. Russia was, and still is, a mainly agricultural nation. Russia was woefully behind in the arts and sciences, so Peter also hoped to bring culture to Russia. Everything Peter did, every reform he made, was for the modernization and good of Russia. Well, that's everything you need to know about Peter the Great. Let's recap everything we learned. We learned that 1. Peter became co-czar with his disabled half-brother at the age of 10. 2. He created sweeping reforms in the hopes of making Russia a modern nation with global influence. And 3. He left Russia with all the tools necessary to become a great world power. Now, don't forget to join me next week for another episode of Conquering History, where we will talk about infamy in 3 easy steps. Until then, over and out.